Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It's not good enough to send bombs to Israel and send Band-Aids to Gaza, right? We need to stop the bombing. We need to stop the bleeding before we can even do anything else.
Progressive Summer Lee, the first Black woman elected to Congress from Pennsylvania, says her primary victory shows it's possible to be pro-peace and win. Tuesday's vote in that battleground also solidified a closely watched and likely expensive Senate race. Incumbent Democrat Bob Casey will face former hedge fund CEO David McCormick, who says Casey's a do-nothing career politician.
Bob Casey's defining achievement in his political life, 30 years in political office, has been to be the son of Bob Casey Sr.
Former President Donald Trump attacked McCormick as a liberal Wall Street Republican in 2022 before endorsing him this time. Democrats charge that McCormick actually lives in Connecticut. The primary highlighted weaknesses for both Trump and President Joe Biden. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley took 17% of the Republican votes, even though she's no longer running. 50,000 Democrats wrote in candidates, many to protest Biden's handling of Gaza. After months of contentious debate in Congress, Biden has signed $95 billion in foreign aid, including critical military help for Ukraine.
It's a good day for America, it's a good day for Europe, and it's a good day for world peace, for real. This is consequential.
More than a dozen Senate Republicans voted against the aid bills, as did two Democrats and one independent. Jewish Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders criticized the lack of debate on more than $25 billion for Israel in spite of public opposition to the war.
The U.S. military is not dropping 2,000-pound bombs on civilian apartment buildings. The U.S. military is not doing that, but we are supplying those bombs.
After several failed attempts, the Arizona House has voted to repeal a near-total 1864 abortion ban. Three Republicans voted with Democrats in the GOP-led chamber. Meanwhile, California Democrats propose letting Arizona doctors cross the border and perform abortion services for Arizona residents. State Assemblywoman Lori Wilson says patients should be able to get the care they need from their own doctors.
To our neighbors in Arizona and beyond, we say, California will protect your right to choose. California is a safe place.
Finally, several Trump associates and Arizona lawmakers now face felony charges for putting forward fake electors and trying to take the state Biden won in 2020. The accused include former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows and disgraced lawyer Rudy Giuliani. Meanwhile, yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court also agreed to rule on Trump's claim of total lifelong presidential immunity from criminal prosecution. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.